Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it'll take a long time to recover from the bridge collapse in Baltimore. The Biden administration is releasing $60 million in emergency funds to aid the rebuilding. Moore says efforts are already underway to clear debris and the container ship that caused the span to fall.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety in our response to this collapse.
All six workers who were on the bridge when it fell are presumed dead. Two bodies of workers have been recovered while a search continues for the others. In Atlanta, Georgia, pretrial hearings have concluded in the election interference case against Donald Trump. As Sam Greenglass of member station WABE reports, Trump is citing free speech as a reason to dismiss the charges.
Judge Scott McAfee has already tossed out several counts in the indictment, saying they weren't specific enough. Trump's lawyer, Steve Sadow, is asking the court to dismiss all the charges against his client, saying Trump's activities after the 2020 election were constitutionally protected.
Take out the political speech, no criminal charges. Political speech disagreed with, basis for all charges.
Prosecutor Donald Wakeford said Trump's activities went beyond political speech.
Who was part of an overarching criminal conspiracy trying to overturn election results for an election he did not win.
A trial date has not been set. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Former President Trump attended a wake for a slain New York City police officer on Long Island Thursday. Meanwhile, former Presidents Obama and Clinton, along with several celebrities, helped the Biden campaign raise $25 million in New York. The event at Radio City Music Hall was meant to expand Biden's voter outreach. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators gathered outside the event to denounce Biden's response to the Israeli-Hamas war in Gaza. The International Court of Justice is ordering Israel to ensure that more food supplies immediately get to Palestinians in Gaza. Terry Schultz reports that the UN court is responding to South Africa's accusation that Israel is committing acts of genocide.
Judges at the International Court of Justice in The Hague said Palestinians in Gaza no longer face only a risk of starvation, but that famine is setting in. They unanimously directed the Israeli government to work with the UN to take all necessary and effective measures to provide food, water, fuel, and medical supplies to Palestinians in Gaza, suggesting this could be done by opening land crossings. Israel's ordered to submit a report in 1 month to explain how it's complying. The new measures are part of South Africa's ongoing case accusing Israel of committing genocidal acts as part of its military fight against Hamas after the terrorist group's October 7th attacks on Israel. While the court's rulings are binding, it has no way to enforce them. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
This is NPR News. Founder of the now-defunct crypto exchange FTX has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Sam Bankman-Fried was convicted of fraud, conspiracy, and other charges for stealing billions from investors. He plans to appeal. Lawmakers in the West African nation of Togo have approved a new constitution that many fear will help keep the president in power indefinitely. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu has details.
The new constitution replaces the country's presidential system with a parliamentary one. And it says MPs alone will have the power to elect the country's leader, rather than at the ballot box. The change has been condemned by opposition figures as a constitutional coup because it strips the power of voters to remove longtime President Faure Gnassingbé. He came to power in 2005, succeeding his father, who took over in a military coup in 1967. That makes it nearly 60 years that a single family has led the small West African country. The opposition have vowed to challenge the new constitution and have called for protests, but on Thursday, police broke up an opposition news conference. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
In South Africa, a bus carrying worshippers to an Easter festival careened off a bridge, killing at least 45 people. An 18-year-old girl survived. Another passenger died en route to the hospital. The bus fell 164 feet into a ravine and burst into flames. The cause of the mishap is under investigation. U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.